Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you can. Well, I'll go over here. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
Some things we remember in slow motion. When someone asks where we were on September 11th, we often pause and speak slowly. We give details about the weather. It was a beautiful fall day, a Tuesday. The weather was perfect. The air was crisp. We include background information about what we were doing when we heard the news. We speak of how, in the days that followed, the lampposts, community boards, and building walls all over the city were plastered with flyers and photos of people who were seeking news of missing loved ones. Today marks 19 years since 9/11. And in ways, the pandemic has brought us closer to the memories of how we felt back in 2001. Remembering is not static or passive. The past and the present are in dialogue with one another. Tomorrow night, we observe Slichot, and next week we observe Rosh Hashanah, also called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. How we remember shapes our sensitivities and affects our actions. The act of remembering shifts our cognitive frame, allowing us to look at situations in a larger context. For example, in the heat of an argument, we might need to remember that we love our partner, our parent, our loved one. We may feel totally disconnected and need to remember our love so that we can see the human being, the person, before us and act with compassion. The act of remembering is a holy imperative. It helps us to look beyond our immediate frame. We may think of our uncle who is living by himself, and during the High Holy Days, we reach out to him and wish him Shana Tova. The shofar blast is an ancient call to remember. Its cry reverberates deep into our collective memory, saying, remember who we are as Jews. Remember what our ancestors went through so that we can carry on this religion, this way of being in the world. Remember that the covenant of our forefathers and our foremothers is ongoing, always unfolding, and that we are links in the chain. In the Torah, we are commanded to remember. We read, always remember that we were slaves in Egypt, so that we act with compassion and obligation towards those who are suffering and oppressed. We read, remember what Amalek did to you on your journey after you left Egypt. Amalek is a symbol of pure evil in Jewish tradition, and we are obligated to never forget that there is evil in the world so that we can work towards blotting it out and pursuing justice. Memories keep our stories alive. The next generation will remember our stories. And in this way, those who come before us and those who have come after us are all linked through this remembering. What we do is important. It has impact. We have the opportunity to bring blessing forward as we are remembered into the future. And above all, the Torah teaches that we are in partnership with God, and God remembers us, our individual actions, and our sins. On the coming High Holy Days, we recall our transgressions. We dwell on them, letting the full weight of wrongdoing lead our requests for forgiveness and prayers for mercy. We read in Isaiah that God said, "It is I, who for my own sake wipe your transgressions away and remember your sins no more." Help me remember. Let us join in argument. Tell your version that you may be vindicated. we remember that we are all creations of God, all of us deserving a new chance, all of us starting again on a path informed by past choices, both good and bad. May we use this time to forgive others, ask for forgiveness, and forgive ourselves. And may our reflections steer us away from past mistakes and lead us into a more hopeful future. Shabbat Shalom. We continue with the Baruch Hu on page 146, and we rise as we are able.
Et Adonai.